This call is now being recorded.
Yeah, screw it. We'll do it live.
What a great quote.
Yes, this is Gun, the Sully with the gun on his hip.
Yes, and I am Tech Sully, who is attempting to save the world while not ramming into somebody.
Yes. What are you doing? Get over down the other lane. What are you doing? What are you doing out in the middle lane?
Oh, my gosh. Our guest producer for the evening, my patrol partner. he had to avoid a most valuable person parked in the middle of the road. So very crazy situation.
So your local area there made the national news.
Which one? I mean, like what? How do we do it this time?
The mansion fire.
Oh,
murder.
No way. No way. That's insane. Okay, no. That's really cool because it's not cool that the people perished in the fire and everything, but what is cool is the fact that that is getting national attention. And what I loved about it was Chief Lanier, I contracted under her with the police department there, and she's very fair. She yells and tells me, get on the sidewalk!
Go on the sidewalk!
Yeah, get off the road.
That in a car?
I just reenacted my Instagram, the first Instagram post for the bucket.
Nice.
We just reenacted it live here. Chief Lanier was getting bugged about that because a lot of people don't know the story. What happened was there was a family, a rich family, they're very involved in the community. They actually got mentioned, a very, very honorable mention, at the, Sunday Mass, at the National Cathedral because they were so involved with the community, including the religious community there in Washington, D.C. And that being the case, Chief Lanier of the Metropolitan Police Department was asked about them and they wanted to do an interview with her about, the findings of the case, which, that's not wildly uncommon, but in D.C., there's tons of murders. And Chief Lanier has not done interviews on any of the other murders. And she very fairly and very rightly said, hey, I understand that this is a gripping situation, but a lot of the news just wants to talk to me because these people were rich. And, this is, I can't look at this as a rich person's case. We look at this as another crime, and we're not, playing favorites, playing speciality, and I can, that's how I'm going to treat the media. And I thought that was very commendable.
Oh, that's cool. That part didn't make the news.
Yeah, of course not.
Of course not. At least not yet as recording this.
Wild speculation.
There you go.
That's what's made to do.
So, all right. So you want to lead off, or you want, or?
Well, okay. I've been getting some flack for my Hillary. Hillary is ineligible for basic military service statements, and I would like to explain to people why. Because one person just was why. Because I think she could not get a basic level security clearance if she was not a celebrity, the basic reason is she's made so many friends overseas who are enemies of the United States. If you had family who were Christians in Lebanon, right? You're a Christian of Arab descent. And your family, some of your family, still lived over there, and you're getting called, you're calling people in Damascus a lot. Wait a minute. Sorry. Beirut. You're calling people in Beirut a lot. Now, you are going to get questioned about that in a background check. The government is going to say, hey, we noticed there's a lot of calls going to and from Beirut. And if you cannot say, yes, it's to my Aunt Miriam, and she's at this number, and blah, 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 and you can clearly state that, that's the only way you're getting that clearance. And Hillary Clinton, they've said, hey, you've been making a lot of contacts to people who are the enemies of our allies overseas. And she goes, I've made all these clear to everyone after I deleted everything that just had to do with my yoga. And it's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Like, so you're saying you're not going to explain to us why you were talking to Mohamed Morsi, the head of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, right before he, you know, took out one of our allies there and overthrew the government, and you were corresponding with him the entire time. You are not going to, you're not really going to explain why you hired, you know, a daughter of the Muslim Brotherhood, Huma Abedin, to be your chief, you know, your chief secretary, your Gal Friday, is, you know, a daughter of freedom fighters. So yeah, it's, you can't get a clearance if you cannot explain who you're talking to overseas. And she cannot explain who she's talking to overseas because, she would talk to people, and then all of a sudden they get large donations, and then maybe a weapons stockpile is left unguarded in Benghazi. Or maybe a deal goes through with another country. And these sort of coincidences happen so much under her, it's ridiculous. And let's just talk about before she was Secretary of State, before she was Senator, before she was First Lady. If anyone has ever asked you, on the night of blank blank, where were you? Meaning you were a suspect in a murder or you were a person of interest in a murder, you can't get a clearance. So, yes, I'm sorry, but with everything Hillary Clinton's done and everything in her past, and that's the thing. If anyone's like, I don't know what he's talking about, just look it up. Look up the Whitewater Realty stuff. Look it up. It's out there. And, you know, it's just one of those things that Hillary just smiles. Oh, you know, that's just something like that. She's a murderer.
Well, plus if you have, you know, problems with money, that they'll flag you for not being.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
so, you know, according to her, they're, you know, flat broke, $0 when they left the White House, which I'm like,
are we gonna have
you know,
to
all right.
Weekend?
How much cocaine do you have to snort to to burn? What do we pay? It's something like you know, a third of $1 million a year, which is not much, but you don't have any house payment, rent. You know, you don't have to pay for travel expenses of any kind. You know, I mean, nothing. Your money, maybe clothing, but I think even that's.
It's one of those things. They had so much stuff to cover up. Bill was hanging out with a guy named Epstein.
But I mean, here's my point. If we take what she says at face value, that they were out of money, what they're admitting is that they are criminally retarded when it comes to cash. So let's put her in charge of our country. That's what I'm saying is you know, it's kind of like the people where I'm like, well, you know, hey, Hillary hates the unions. She'll bust the unions and they'll say, oh, no, why would she do that? Well, she was on the board of Walmart during the years they had two different attempts to unionize and they're like, and then people assure me, no, don't worry. She's completely inept and incompetent at her job. So, you know, it's not that she's anti-union, it's just that she's completely worthless as an employee.
Right.
And I'm like,
my comment on your post there, the Republicans, you know, those women hating Republicans, those
those Republicans, they just want women to be barefoot in the kitchen. Well, the woman that they prop up as, you know, their answer to Hillary, because they realized the Democrats put so much, you know, emphasis on the fact that Hillary's a woman. She deserves everything. And so the Republicans are like, hey, you know, we do have one woman interested in running, Carly Fiorina, who is a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And, yeah, she's not an incompetent mess. Hillary Clinton, as I stated, I wouldn't trust to run a Kinko's, because I'm sure someone would wind up dead.
And there'd be lots of phone calls coming into and out of the questionable sources.
Just loads and loads of money in the tip jar for some reason, and no one's even understanding exactly why there's a tip jar in the Kinko's. Why do people keep picking up shipments from the back? Well, it's print jobs.
Yeah, I have since more than paid them back with my repeated business, but sometime off air, let me tell you the funny story about how I accidentally ripped off Kinko's. Not even meaning to. But yeah, that's not an on-air thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's,
They have long since gotten all their money back from me, but anyway. So the other thing I wanted to bring up was the Patriot Act. Now, you know, being an IT guy, and we've got so many things happening. So I was happy to see the net neutrality, not get just smothered by Verizon and Comcast and AT&T and everybody who had their hands in that pot. And, you know, and it's still people are like, oh, this is terrible that we don't have Comcast deciding what's free speech in our country. You know, but now there's another route to that, and that's the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Right? Am I saying that one right?
I believe so. Let me turn it
But that one would basically flip the switch on net neutrality again, where we could be right back where we were, where, you know, you're going to completely be dependent on, your carrier for your, you know, what you're allowed to do on the internet, which, you know, I believe you should be allowed to have as much rope as you want to hang yourself with.
Yes, the internet does provide people that.
Well, I mean, that's the true thing about free speech. Free speech doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want. As a matter, you know, if you say libelous things, then you will get your tuka sued, and rightfully so. You know, I can't, you can't entirely hide behind humor and sarcasm either. But by the same token, I don't want the ISP determining what is or isn't, who is right in that thing, you know? I don't want my ISP determining what free speech is. All right, hold on. Let me transfer this call to my phone. I guess I'll just kill
Tech is doing tech support for himself.
Thanks.
Oh, man. So,
okay. Hold on a second.
Oh, that's disgusting. I hate seeing people litter.
All right, so I now have my dash cam set up.
Is it just litter in front of me? An hour?
Citizens arrest time.
Back home. Dude, what do people think happens when you throw trash on the ground? Do they think it, like, evaporates?
Must be really
So while he's getting that set up, I like to take this moment to give a plug, shout out for Some Never Really Get. You can get a SNRG online. You can check them out. They are actually really cool. We met them the other day. So that's S Sierra November Romeo Golf, and then the word online, all one word, .com. And they got some shirts. They got some style. They've got a lot of flair. They're Filipino American and Filipino style designers and that. And they're just really cool people. We met them at the Asian Street Fair in Washington, D.C. last Saturday. And they're really cool people. So I want to give them a shout-out, give them some little free publicity. They should be writing a copy for us pretty soon. They've also got a little show in the Philippines, too. So maybe they'll return the favor here.
That's cool.
Yes. All about new media synergy, right? Hoopla, new media. Alright. So are you all buckled in? Are you all set up now?
Yep, I'm back in the...
Alright.
Yep.
Alright, so what else is going on? Okay, so we have the Transatlantic Partnership. Yeah, why don't you write up the fixture on that?
I should be specific. I meant Transatlantic.
Yes. Oh, Transatlantic Partnership. Oh, okay.
Which makes more sense.
If you can write it the fixture on that and then put up a link, that'd be awesome. Because yeah, I'm gonna admit some ignorance on that. You know, on local news inside the Beltway, and you don't get more inside the Beltway than two places. Really the National Mall or Arlington, Virginia. Those are, if you look at a map, they're like dead in the middle. And one of the neighborhoods in Arlington, you have a shooting that happens, and basically it's just national news all of a sudden. Just that whole area, there's like street blocks to each other. Arlington is very quiet. Because there's like a cop for every acre in Arlington, so yeah, that whole area pretty much got shut down in the Ballston neighborhood. That's B-A-L-L-S-T-O-N, Ballston.
And now you're just making stuff up.
Doesn't it sound like it? Because it just sounds like you're saying Boston, and you're saying it with a super far up New England accent, you know, like a Minnesota, you know, the people from Maine, that we met had this weird, like they added L's to words. It was really bizarre. But yeah, the police shut down like an entire city block while they were investigating. And apparently it was a really messed up situation where the son was taking care of his invalid mother. But the son was mentally ill, so I don't know if he was armed with a gun or what, but something happened where two police officers were taken to the hospital with some pretty notable injuries, and then the guy was shot dead at the scene. So it's pretty crazy situation there.
Hmm.
But shows up more on the traffic report in this area. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm very
area there.
What was that?
The gunshot wound is natural causes for your area.
Yeah, unfortunately. You want to walk down there and clear out the group? All right. Oh yeah. Oh, you want to drive down there? Will you drive down there? All right. Hopefully not. Hopefully everything's going to be fine. Everybody chill. Nobody wants any trouble. Yeah. You know, it's getting nice out, so people want to hang out. And then, like, the property manager was like, no, nobody hangs out. Like, even if it's daylight. I know, but, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I don't know, it's just like, yeah. All right. Yeah. I know, it's just like, I don't know. I don't know. We just gotta. Right. Alright. Yeah. No, just even you got you. No, my partner is just, you should see him. He looks like Drake. He talks about food and stuff. Whole group of dudes. He's like, hey guys, what's up? Yeah, we got these girls here. These other guys are trying. Hey,
this call is now being recorded.
That was odd. I had to stop the recording because I just got a phone call from the Republican Party, and they're like, are you going to vote in the upcoming Republican primary? And I'm like, nope.
Yeah, well, you're not a Republican, so you can't vote in the primary. Yeah,
I am literally an independent.
Yes, me. Me as well. Yes, I was debating a Republican earlier, which was fun, because my point of Democrats are racist and Republicans have Bibles up their tuchus. That's my blanket statement, and the Republican we were talking to laughed, and then she goes, well, yeah, but the Bible is the law that like everyone should live their life by. I'm like, all right, but it's not like the law of the land, right? You kind of see where that difference is, right? Like, but it should be like the guidelines for the law of the land. It's like, like
the people that say that have not read it. There are a lot of things that you know would be abhorrent by our modern things, like, you know, the Ten Commandments. Not one of the Ten Commandments is rape. You know, don't rape.
Right.
Although it's been pointed out that there are a lot of rules about property damage in the Ten Commandments, and women were considered property at the time. So.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think some Talmudic scholars would disagree with that statement. I understand that in a lot of points in history, women were considered property, but in the Torah, women do have quite a loud say in society. You know, it's, but no, I do see what you're saying. In most of the parts of the world where it does have a theocracy, you know, women get the short end of the stick.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah. And, a lot of that comes from the fact that, they're needed for babies, and that's it. Yeah, the in the theocratic world, we see the hyper-conservative, you know, Jonesboro Baptist mosque world of you know, the Palestinian cults and the Shiites up in Iran and the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. When you see what they've got going on, what they look at is like, yes, this is how the world should be. We should be run by our conservative values. And it's like, okay, that's why no one can support you. You know, no one should support you because, and this is, I blew somebody's mind who is, you know, was a Muslim from Ethiopia. I blew his mind on why he should support Israel. And he goes, what? I said, you should support Israel because Israel is the only liberal group in that entire area. It's the only liberal government in the area that will let Muslims, Christians, and Jews live together. I said, if the Muslims take over, they are not liberal. They are conservative. They are right-wing, to the core, Jonesboro Baptist Mosque, right-wing nut jobs who will say, and this is if it's, you know, one of the Sunni groups, Israel is only for Sunni Muslims. There will be no Shiite Muslim anythings. If it's taken over by Shiite Muslims, by, you know, IRGC Quds Force, then it's only going to be a Shiite place. No Christians, no Jews, no Sunnis. If it's taken over by the Vatican again, which I don't know, the Vatican's kind of wussy. I don't know, the Vatican might be able to make it a nice, you know. I don't know. Would you trust the Vatican?
No.
I feel like they're, as long as you keep the doors open. I mean. Anyway, now, yes, the Vatican has taken over Israel. Not any time recently, but it was a Christian-only place then. And then the Muslims took over, and it was a Muslim-only place then. And now we've seen the different fightings of Sunni and Shiite Muslims who would not let each other share the Holy Land either. Israel is the only country that is allowing and proposing the allowing of Muslims, Sunni, Muslims, Shiite, Christians, Protestant and Catholic, and Jews of all shapes, colors, and sizes to live and maintain their lives in the Holy Land. And that's the thing. When you look at the hyper-conservative governments around the Middle East, I mean, you have to say, hey, I can't support your government because, you know, you believe in honor killings. And this is a huge thing when you look at when people try to influence the law. And, you know, Republicans do it in very, like, I'm going to say subtle ways in comparison to the theocratic countries we just mentioned. So I am in no way am I calling our Republicans here in America ISIS, but listen, I don't want that hyperbole thrown out there. But you are following the same vein when you say, you know, oh, this is against the Bible. That's why it should be illegal in our country. It's like, it's against the Bible. That's why you don't do it. You know? And you have the freedom to read the Bible and live your life by the Bible, whatever Bible you call your Bible, because our country is free. And it has those freedoms. It has those liberties. You know? So I get so upset with that because you see people trying to let people, you know, well, it's their family. This area should be allowed to govern itself. Well, to an extent. You know, states' rights to an extent. The issue is precedent can be set. When precedent is set in a court of law, it is hard to undo that precedent. And if somebody, you know, if Judge Ibrahim lets somebody off the hook for smacking his daughter around because, you know, he is a devout Sunni Muslim and she had besmirched the family's name by letting her body be bespoiled by an infidel, And that's why the honorable beating was okay, according to Sharia law, and that's why the judge let him slide. Guess what? Precedent has been set. I'm recording right now. We're doing our Wednesday wiretap. I'm just that Republican.
You want to be on the podcast? Can you say hi? Okay. Thank you. Yeah? Oh, is it not even 6 yet? Oh, okay. He might be back. Sometimes you do that. But yeah. So there we go. That's my aggravation is when you start letting religious freedom mean setting legal precedent.
This call is now being recorded.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so as I was saying before, my phone started acting really wonky.
I was actually right the first time. It is Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That popped up on Predictive. So. But okay. There's probably also a Transatlantic Partnership as well, but I'm sure that was an older thing. We've been doing stuff back and forth from there for a while. About 500 years, actually. Oh, man. You want to talk about aggravation, man. I don't know why I put myself through it, but I'll watch these videos. I have friends on Facebook who will throw out a thing saying, hey, this is an offensive video. Please report it to Facebook so they'll take it down. And I'll like watch them. Because I don't know. As a classic liberal, I like to think that, if it's freedom of speech, it can be offensive as long as it's not like saying, hey, we want violence to be done immediately, which of course the one was like, go out and kill all the Jews, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, that's definitely violent stuff there. But yeah, the one was so aggravating because it was something that I could have made this video about Latvians or Castilian Hispanics. I could have made the video about anything. Because everything was super vague. And it was like, well, and then there were Jews who were in this colony, and they were the 100% owners of all the alcohol distilleries. And it's like, there's no way you could possibly prove that. And then the next thing was like, the first thing it started out with was these guys on the boat with Christopher Columbus had converted to Christianity from Judaism, so therefore they were secret Jews in disguise, and they were the ones who talked him into all the slavery and stuff. And it's like, there's no way to prove that. Like, so all you're just going to say is throughout history, whenever there's someone who may have possibly been at some point in their life Jewish, you then say, well, you see, and that's when the Hindenburg went down, because that guy used to be Jewish, and then he talked them into, wrecking it into a wire tower there. I don't know. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It was all unfounded claims, one to another, to another, to another, just unfounded claims. And it's like, and I thought, I could have made this video about how evil Catholics are, because look at all the Catholics involved. I could have made a video about Muslims. Look at the Muslims involved in all this same stuff. Look at, I could have made it about Americans. Said, look at the Americans who were involved. The colonialists, the American colonists. Look at how they, you could just pick a group or ethnicity and make this video. But for people who want to hate, it is actionable intel. They look at that and go, oh, see, right there. That's why I need to go do some violence. Because a guy said just unfounded, impossible to prove stuff on Facebook, on YouTube, and now I'm going to go,
throw a rock through a window, you know. Yeah, I'm going to go harass a Jew on the subway or something. Yeah, I don't know. It just, it's so frustrating how stupid people are. And, yeah, back to the theocracy thing. You want to talk about people who work on that level constantly is the conservative people in theocracies. That's the, one of my friends was explaining how the cartoon riots could happen, how they happened in Iran. Was basically you have, you know, people don't even see them. They don't even know what they look like. But, you know, it just goes from one person to another going, hey, I heard all the Jews were involved with this.
Well, I mean, and that's the crazy thing is, like, you know, all of the Jews, you know, is like all of the, you know, left-handed people. All of the, you know. Yeah. There's no cohesive unit that you're actually complaining about because, yeah, you know, you and I are genetically as closely related as anybody can be without being a twin, and yet you and I hold three opinions on any two given subjects, you know?
Yes.
You know, you can't say all Sullivan brothers believe this, because chances are, you know, you disagree with me, if not in whole heart, at least slightly, and then halfway through the conversation, I change my mind to some third thing, you know?
Yeah,
And then, you know, honestly, I believe that's healthy, you know?
Right. No, I mean, you know, if you do have a set mind, it's one of the reasons why I tell people don't ever agree to disagree. Don't ever do that. You are, you know, let me show you a segment of the world's population. Let me show you 1/6 of the world's population that has agreed to disagree. The Sunnis and the Shiites. They have agreed to disagree. And what that means is they know they will never agree with each other. So that means it's time to start killing each other. So never agree to be in disagreement. That's stupid. It's oxymoronic. Oxymoronic, and it goes against the cohesion of life. So don't do it. It's stupid. It's a stupid thing to say that was started by stupid people, and when you actually break it down and look at it at its most truest form, you will see just that it is the way of violence. Oh, we agree to disagree. That means I will never agree with you. I have set in stone my fervent disagreement with you. Therefore, you are my enemy.
Yeah, and I mean, although it's fair to say, hey, I don't know enough about this right now, I'll come back later when I know more.
Right. Well, and, you know, and it should always be the task of somebody in a conversation to try to see from someone else's perspective. Because, you know, that should be common sense, you know. I need to try to figure this out from your perspective. Okay. You spent your whole life eating different food than me, speaking a different language than me. You know, you might have a different perspective on this story than me because you're a different person. You know, I'm going to try to figure that out. I'm going to be sensitive to that while I make my point. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be tolerant of you know, bigotry and racism and sexism. People need to understand there's ways to have conversations. There's ways to learn, you know, without being, so tolerant you let yourself be completely bossed around and bullied by every bully who wants to take advantage of a tolerant person. And there's ways to learn without just fighting and arguing.
All right, so let me hit you with a couple of things on the tech side and the free market side.
All right.
Okay. Texas has struck down the ability for people to buy Tesla vehicles directly from Tesla.
Why does Texas hate the free market?
Actually, hilariously, one of the senators, let me get the actual quote. I'll get the actual quote. The state senator said, it would have been wiser if Mr. Tesla had sat down with car dealers first.
Oh, boy, that just hurts. Oh, my soul hurts. I feel like, you know what you're putting me through? I don't want to belittle this, but you're putting me through the pain that I felt at the end of the Imitation Game. That's what that just makes me relive, is like, this person who just changed the entire world is dead. And not only do people not know who he was, but this dude doesn't know who Tesla was and doesn't know that that's not someone who's alive now.